Hasan Minhaj loves the way humor can get a message across. Minhaj is a senior correspondent on Comedy Central's The Daily Show, and he's also come out with a one-man show called Homecoming King. Throughout the show, he shares what it was like to grow up as a first-generation Indian American in a predominantly white city in California. Hasan Minhaj will take his show to the stage of the City Opera House in Traverse City tomorrow night. IPR arts reporter Dan Wanshura spoke with Minhaj earlier this week, and he asked him how he made his first connection with comedy.
So I wasn't familiar with stand-up comedy. I was really into Friends, Speech and Debate. I know it's as nerdy as that sounds. But then when I was in college, I saw Chris Rock's Never Scared, and I was like, oh, man, this is funny Speech and Debate. Like, what a way more effective way to get your point across. Because I even remember in, like, Forensics, if you could basically ridicule the other person's point, it would make your side seem so much stronger. So I didn't know that that was basically satire. I just was like, oh, you just did something funny. And just from then on, I was like, oh, man, like, I just see comedy like these funny little arguments.
For more reaction to Donald Trump's Muslim policy, we go to senior political correspondent Hasan Minhaj, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hasan, this has to be Trump's most controversial statement yet.
Not really. Not really controversial for me. I think Trump's 100% right here. Muslims should not be allowed into this country. It's just not safe.
Oh, wow. Hasan, so you also believe that Muslims are a danger?
Oh, no, I meant that Muslims are in danger, Trevor.
The Homecoming King. It's a story. You grew up in a very predominantly white area. You're an Indian American, first generation. What was the inspiration for creating this show around your experiences?
I was thinking, man, you know, I'd been working on the show for a couple of years now, but the thing that was really... I really was passionate about doing was I feel like a lot of times in politics, whenever you're talking about sort of political issues or issues to deal with, like with the state of the country, a lot of times it's mired in a lot of sort of statistics or things that, you know, like cold articles, things that don't feel real or tangible. I think the most authentic thing we can share is like your own personal experience. And I wanted to bring that narrative storytelling to stand-up comedy. I didn't know if it was going to work, but it went great, and we did multiple runs of the show. Now we're touring it. And I feel like you can actually really, really have an amazing conversation if skin is in the game.
Now we're all waiting in the parking lot. We're waiting for our parents to pick us up. All the dudes are, like, huddled around, and then all of a sudden, Tommy Wilson sees me, and I'm wearing the pennies. And he goes, hey, dude. Where'd you get those pennies? And I was like, oh, Tommy Wilson's talking to me. And I was like, oh, I got them from Nike Outlet. They're on sale right now, Tommy. And he's like, nah. You got them from the urinal, dog. See, during tryouts, he went into the locker room, and he pulled out my pennies and put them in the urinal, and he peed in them and put them back in. And I looked down at my shoes, and I realized they weren't sopping wet from sweat. They were sopping wet from Tommy's pee. And then my dad's 91 Nissan Stanza pulled up to the front of the group, and I sloshed my way over into the car, and we just drove home in silence like we usually did.
That's what, you know, Homecoming King is. It's really an analysis of, you know, in 2016 America, what is the American dream? What does it mean to be an American? And what is this idea of New Brown America? And what can we learn from my own story and history to maybe prevent a lot of this rhetoric of fear from continuing.
What role do you think satire and comedy plays socially and politically in our world today?
I think satire is powerful because one of the only forms of media right now where you can really be critical of establishment. What I mean by that is that a lot of times with journalism or reporting, you're reporting something that's happening. It is your job to provide the information, whereas the satirist provides the information, synthesizes the information, and by pointing out absurdity points to a potential solution. And I think that's pretty amazing. That being said, I will say this. I think that like any song or any movie or any great joke, those things are sufficient conditions for change. The necessary conditions are people's actual involvement in the issues. That's what's really important. And I think that that's a thing that's still being lost from the conversation. I think the shows that we do and the things that we provide at The Daily Show or what I'm trying to do with the one-man show, it's supposed to evoke thought or a conversation. But what people actually do and enact in their life is what causes change. That's the necessary thing.
Hasan Minhaj, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
And Hasan Minhaj will perform Homecoming King. That's tomorrow night at the City Opera House in Traverse City. For more information, you can go over to our website, iprnews.org.